All right, here we go. Defense is on one. Offense is on two. Here we go.
We're back here on Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. Today, we'll take a look at running backs in day two of our positional preview series. I'm John Schmelk. Now, the Giants have a brand new crop of running backs here this year, and it starts with Rashard Jennings. He comes over from Oakland. He backed up Maurice Jones-Drew in Jacksonville previously to that. Now, last year for Oakland, he had a career-high 733 rushing yards. The Giants hope he can surpass that this year. Running back coach Craig Johnson has been very impressed with how he's approaching the work and the new offense.
He is a true pro. I know, can say without a doubt, he comes to the meetings prepared every single day. He's got notes. As I'm talking, he is writing 200 miles an hour, writing down everything I'm saying. He's going through the script. I know he's going through it. He's coming through with questions. He is a real pro, and it's been a real, real pleasure so far to work with him. If he continues in his role, I can definitely not only see him be a good player, but also having great leadership abilities in our offense.
The Giants hope Jennings can be a complete three-down back that can not only run, but also pass protect and catch passes out of the backfield. Now, the Giants added a running back in the draft, taking Andre Williams in the fourth round out of Boston College. This guy had all the production you would ever want out of a running back in college. Rushed for over 2,000 yards in his final season at Boston College. Now, he has to get better as a receiver out of the backfield, something to watch at camp, and also as a pass protector. But he has the size at 6 foot and 227 pounds to get the job done. Now, one of the wild cards this year is going to be David Wilson. His neck is healing. It's getting better. He's expected to undergo more tests right before camp, and if he can clear those tests, the Giants do expect him to be on the field, ready to go in training camp as not only a running back, but also a kick returner. David Wilson has not allowed the neck injury to get in the way of his enthusiasm and getting ready to get back on the field.
Just staying positive and going out there and still participating. You know, I don't even think about it when I'm out there. I'm just doing everything normal and you know, if you focus on that, that's the wrong thing to focus on. I'm trying to focus more on so building the chemistry with my team and learning this playbook so we can have a better season than we did last year.
Then you have Peyton Hillis, a player the Giants picked up a couple games into the season last year. He could fill that John Kuhn role that he played in Green Bay in that Ben McAdoo system last couple of years. Lead blocker, pass protector, catch the ball out of the backfield. Then you have Michael Cox. He was a seventh round pick back in 2013. He had some experience last year. The Giants want to see some more and if he can grasp this new playbook and new system and learn it quickly this offseason. Let's not forget Kendall Gaskins, a first year player out of Richmond. He's got the size to run strong between the tackles and he brings something a little bit different that these other backs don't to the football field. Let's not forget the battle at fullback. Henry Hanoski and John Connor. Now, Hanoski missed most of last year with an injury. He's back. He's healthy. A little bit more versatile, catches some passes, can run a little bit. But John Connor is the Terminator. He is the battering ram. He puts his head down, fills that hole, moves linebackers, and clears the way in the running game. Both guys have value. We'll see if they keep one, both, or neither when they get the final roster cuts at the end of August. That's running backs, folks. It's a very crowded backfield, but a ton of talent. It'll be fun to watch the competition at training camp at the end of July. For Giants.com, I'm John Schmelk. Next up is wide receivers. Stay tuned.